from the start, I was drawn in by a central question about Sesko's character, as I am about the other characters that I chose to write about. But in her case, my question was, how could a 13-year-old girl who crawled out of a collapsed building to witness 27 classmates being burned alive, then escape to the hillside where she found hundreds of bloody, mangled people begging for water, not yield to despair? How could she just not languish in sorrow when her cherry blossom life ended in an instant when she lost so many people she cherished? So that question was foremost throughout my years of research and writing.